1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. By the way, if you use one of those headsets that you talk into in the office, you know, people want that hands-free telephone operation, so they use the headsets. When you're done using the phone, don't unplug it from the phone and walk around with the headset on and say, hi, how are you? And talk in the office like we're impressed with the fact that you look like you ought to be working at Mission Control. Take it off. Take it off and then put it on when you need it. Don't walk around in public life with one of those things on like you're bucking for Stephen Hawking. Like all you need is the wheelchair. All right, anyway, 1-800-44, I say that because, well, Craig Taylor wanted me to mention that because somebody here at Premier does it. Anyway, 1-800, and it's really bothering him, 1-800-449, I'm kidding. He didn't give a crap. 1-800-449-8686, Phil Henry Show. Bobby Dooley is with us from the Parent Teachers Organization of Western Estates. So much has happened in the hearts and minds of a lot of people when it comes to how they deal with their children in the wake of the Elian Gonzalez situation. And here we are just talking about how we didn't have to read it in the news anymore, and we're talking about it today, but from a different perspective, right, Bobby?
Still, really, it is a different perspective. We're talking about a concept that I learned a long time ago in a book that I was reading about the tribes and cultures of Kenya and Central Africa. And there's an old saying, Phil, it takes a village to raise a child. It takes a village. And I really believe that that's true here in America.
How so?
I'll give you the example of a couple that lives across the street from us. They are two people that we have known since they moved in, Wade and Darlene Brownlee. They have two sons, Douglas and Andrew. These boys have been coming in late for school. They have had bloodshot looks in their eyes. They are staying up late and watching inappropriate videos. We've seen them riding mini bikes. They are riding these go-peds, sort of motorized scooters. They talk to our boys about the shows that they're allowed to watch, highly inappropriate things like X-Files and programs like that. And I told my sons that there for the grace of God go I, and there for the grace of God go you, that these boys are on the bubble of neglect. And Phil, it takes a village to raise a child.
And when you say it takes a village to raise a child, these kids live across the street from you, and this is a family that lives across the street from you. Are you intimating that the kids are abused?
I don't think that it's abuse. I think it's neglect. And when you see that kind of neglect, the Nintendo 64 system, are you familiar with that at all?
I know that our guys have one. They have very, very, very limited availability on that thing.
Well, it was a system developed by the Nintendo Corporation in conjunction with the Sega and Sony corporations. It is an automated child-sitting or babysitting device.
But it's a game system.
It is a game system, but it has an even more nefarious and a much more sophisticated purpose. It is to babysit and to input negative messaging in the minds of children and the ones that use it. So twofold, Phil. This is a babysitting device that gives the children opportunity to use gaming, which is very negative, and it also obviously raises a great deal of money for the corporations that are behind it. We really believe that it takes a village to raise a child, and that's why we also look at these game systems, so-called the Sega Dream 64, these mind control systems that I think are hurting our children.
All right, the kids that and these kids that live across the street from you, they use these?
They use all three, the Sega PlayStation and the Nintendo Dreamcast. There's also something else out there, Phil, that these boys, Douglas and Andrew Brownlee, and
are you afraid of lawsuit?
No, I'm not.
Because you've used this family's name now a number of times. You've used the name of the mother, the father, the two sons.
No, I'm really not afraid of it. Number one, because it is my understanding, since I am on your program, that you indemnify me.
No, we do not, ma'am.
Well, that is my understanding. Number two...
No, we do not, ma'am.
Number two, I am not afraid, because I do speak...
Ma'am, we do not indemnify you against any lawsuit.
I am not afraid of any lawsuit or legal action because of one simple thing. I am right. It takes a village to raise a child. And we really believe that the Brownlee boys are suffering from a form of neglect.
We're talking with Bobby Dooley. You are not indemnified, Ms. Dooley.
That is not my understanding.
We are talking to Bobby Dooley, who is a... Well, if that's not your understanding... all right. 1-800-449-8686 is our phone number as we talk to her about a particular group, a family. They live in it. You guys live in a very upscale community, don't you?
Yes, we do, Phil.
All right. Now, this is a family that the father makes a lot of money, the mother makes a lot of money. These boys, you think, are being neglected because of the television that they're watching. What can you do about it?
That's why, Phil, it takes a village to raise a
child. What does that mean, it takes a village to raise a child? What are you going to do?
There are a lot of things that we can do. We can be responsible for our children, and we can be responsible for the community of children. It takes a village. Have you heard of Go-Gurt?
Go-Gurt? Yeah, the kids like Go-Gurt. It's like a dessert yogurt.
Yeah, well, it is an insidious product because it purports to be healthy, but it is simply a substitution for a prepared meal. In the spirit of It Takes a Village, we really want to begin to actively pursue some remedies. Now we are discovering that...
Well, what are those remedies?
Phil, I'd like to mention those remedies in a moment, but I want to mention something else that had happened to these boys.
We're talking about Douglas and Andrew Brownlee, who you feel are being abused.
That is correct.
Go ahead.
We have, in our community at Western Estates, we have 80% in-ground swimming pools. That means 80% of the swimming pools are in-ground, they are built in-ground, and the children enjoy them. The Brownlees have an above-ground blow-up pool. And,
it's a blow-up pool.
Yes, and when I first saw it, I can feel my heart palpitating right now. They had an above-ground blow-up pool. Two things. First of all, it kills the grass. Secondly, and more importantly, this is devastating to the boys' self-image. It will drive the boys away from home to go to an in-ground pool, and it begins to lead to socially dysfunctional and violent behavior. We recognize that it takes a village. And we are asking law enforcement, the federal government, that at some point we believe that we should be able to avail ourselves of the very same thing that Elian Gonzalez's father availed himself of.
You're asking for police intervention. Now, these kids...
We are asking for federal intervention. A pre-dawn raid that my husband Steve is with. Steve, did you have that?
I've got it right here.
My husband Steve and I have worked on a pre-dawn raid that can be used to extract these boys from a situation that we think is leading to violence, Phil. It's not violent now.
Wait a minute. Just because a kid has to swim in a blow-up pool and watch X-Files doesn't mean that he needs to be removed from his home.
Absolutely. But we want now, Phil, to do something before it's too late. It takes a village. It takes a village.
To raise a child.
To raise a child.
1-800-449-8686. San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Yeah, I just had a question. Does this lady think that she's better than everybody else?
You know,
has herself mm-hmm. up on a high horse mm-hmm. and thinks that she's raising her child to the best mm-hmm. perfection as
no.
anybody else.
No, I do
and
not think.
And there is anybody
no.
else that lets her child watch Pokemon or anything like that.
No,
they're condemned.
No, I do not think I'm better than anyone else. But what I am is a concerned member of a society.
Have you confronted the parents mm-hmm. yet? Is mm-hmm. what I'm wondering.
Mm-hmm. You know
Have you
something?
Confronted the parents?
You know something? I don't think it'll do any good.
Well, have you tried?
No, we haven't, and I'll tell
you
why.
Why not?
I think that would be the first measure.
Well, because they are so far gone. They are so far gone with the way they treat these boys. And, you know, it takes a village. And what that means is that every parent needs to get involved. So what am I going to say to these parents?
Why are these parents so far gone?
I told you they have an above-ground pool in an area where there is... Oh, please, what?
Above ground pool. Well, mm-hmm. maybe they can't afford a mm-hmm. below ground pool. You know, you don't know their situation.
They live in a 6,000 square foot home. They can't afford an in ground pool.
Well, maybe
I don't
that's
think
their preference.
So. Mm-hmm. Well, you know something? It flies in the face of every decent instinct that their boy's self esteem is going to be brutalized by this. Okay,
because
that's number
they have
one.
An above ground pool.
Number two.
I didn't have a pool. Am I? Mm-hmm. And I condemned also.
Mm-hmm.
You know,
did you live?
My parents,
how large was the home that you grew up in?
I'm sorry?
How large was the home you grew up in?
It doesn't matter how large.
Yes, it
depends
does.
On
yes,
how
does.
The family is.
It takes
you know the
village.
Family. Have you been over there? Have you talked to the parents?
Yes, I have been
obviously
over there.
Obviously, you haven't because
yes, I have
you
been
said
over
you never
there.
Haven't done it.
Well, you know what? You're answering my questions for me. I have been over there. I have
you
seen
just said
these
you
boys.
Hadn't talked to the mm-hmm. parents.
You asked me had I been over there.
Yes, I asked you if you had talked to the parents.
You know
said
something?
No.
You're very young, and you talk a lot more than what you know. You're very young, and I.
How
think
do you
should...
know how old I am?
Well, you sound young. I don't know how old.
How young do I sound?
You sound like you're a teenager, and you don't sound like a mother.
I am 26 years old.
Are you
lady.
A mother? Are you a mother?
Yes, I am. I'm a mother of a 3.5-year-old daughter.
Then you know it takes a village.
No, I
you
do
know
not.
If you don't
I
know,
raise my child how I want mm-hmm. to raise them, and if somebody mm-hmm. wants to butt in, they can do their 2 cents worth. But I'm going to raise my daughter how I want to raise her.
I want to ask a question to the lady.
Games and
I want to ask a question to the lady. Have you ever sure. heard of Go-Gurt?
Go-Gurt?
Yeah.
Oh, that yogurt stuff.
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. I've Bobby it. Believes yeah. it's a very insidious product that is a substitute for a prepared meal.
It is absolute poison. Do you allow your children to eat that?
To eat yogurt?
Go-Gurt.
Yogurt? I haven't mm-hmm. bought it. No, I haven't bought it yet. I don't.
Right,
my daughter
well,
would make too much of a mess with it.
There's a little bit of help for you yet, I think. But really, what?
Okay, so she doesn't buy Go-Gurt. She's a good mother.
So you think abusing children is funny? Is that it? You're laughing about.
No,
the...
I'm laughing at this comment. I don't buy mm-hmm. yogurt. The Go-Gurt, so I'm a good parent. I think that's hilarious. You know,
she's
I have my daughter play computer games. Mm-hmm, does that make me mm-hmm. a bad parent?
What kind?
Pretty much anything.
Well, do you know that Nintendo...
Things, anything from learning things to... She plays WAV files on the computer of Pokemon.
Oh, my God. Oh, my God. You let them play that?
WAV files of, like, Pokemon? Yeah.
Oh, my God. You know,
yeah,
you can laugh at abuse. I don't laugh at abuse.
Matter of fact, I just came back mm-hmm. from Mexico mm-hmm. with an outfit for my daughter with Pikachu on it.
Mm-hmm. I don't laugh at abuse.
All right.
I don't know. I think this lady's
God help
gone.
Your children. No, God help your children.
I'm sorry?
God help your children.
God help my child.
Yes,
yes,
yes
she
absolutely.
Says her prayers every night. Thank
mm-hmm,
you.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
She says God bless everybody
mm-hmm.
from the windows all the way to grandma and grandpa.
Mm-hmm, mm-hmm.
What is it that you wanted to say, Bobby? I mean,
I want some
recognition.
I want some recognition from this woman that allowing that child to be subjected to these computerized babysitting systems such as Pokemon and Nintendo 64 will suck the brains right out of that child's ears and will leave her a hollow China doll.
Let me tell you something. My daughter
sucking
knows more than a 4-year-old
ears.
That used to babysit in Germany.
You know what? You might as well put your lips up to the ears of your children and begin sucking because you will siphon the brains from that child. I really
That's,
mean that.
Okay,
I really
well,
mean... No, I really mean that. It takes a village.
All right. Thank you very much.
And what are you laughing at?
Just the way you say it takes a village. Hold on. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with us, who really believes that if you allow the Nintendo 64 system, the Dreamcast, you might as well place your ears up to place your mouth up to the ears of your kids and suck their brains dry because that's abuse. She believes a pre-dawn raid of her next-door neighbor's house by the federal government is going to keep her neighbors from abusing what she believes abusing their kids. 1-800-449-8686. It's the Phil Hendry Show. This is the Phil Hendry Show. And check out our website, philhendryshow.com. Not for any particular reason. Just check it out. You can pick up our Best of the Phil Hendry Show CD, 1999 CD, Communism is Neat. We've raised $128,000 thanks to you great people. On the line with us this afternoon is Bobby Dooley of the Western Estates Homeowners Association. And Bobby has... Talk to us about a family across the street. There's so much fear about abuse, children, where do they belong? Family across the street from you, right there in your community, the Brownlee family, you think is abusing their children? Or
we just think it's a bad environment for the children, Phil. It's not really abuse so much as a bad environment. My boys have commented. I've seen the children. They stay up late watching The Daily Show with Craig Kilborn. I think Kilborn. And X-Files, Nintendo 64. They're eating Go-Gurt. They're riding Go-Peds. They were watching some of the Charlie Rose interview with Kevin Spacey, who is a suspected homosexual. All of these things put together.
They were watching the Charlie Rose interview with Kevin Spacey, who's a suspected homosexual, and you consider that to be abusive.
You know something, Phil? There are things meant for children, and there are things meant for... And my husband, Steve, wants to say something.
We're planning to plead a pre-dawn raid federal.
Well, are you going to contact the federal government for a pre-dawn raid?
They did that for the Gonzalez family. They can do it for this family. A pre-dawn raid to remove the children. My husband has offered to coordinate that pre-dawn raid using police officers to get the children out of this home, Phil.
Levy County on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hello.
Yes, ma'am. Hi.
Hi. My name is Jackie. And,
hi.
I truly don't understand where Bobby is coming from. Maybe you should move to Cuba and live in a communist country where they tell you what to think and what you can watch and what your environment's like. This is America, land of the free. And it takes a family to raise a child, not a village.
It takes a village.
Doesn't mean it's the rest of us.
Ma'am, can I ask a favor of you, man? I'm going to put you back on hold because your car phone's breaking up.
Okay.
But don't go away, all right?
Okay.
All right. She's obviously in a cell. I think she's traveling. Portland on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, ma'am.
I guess it takes a village idiot. This is ridiculous. She is...
That's really clever. You know, I haven't insulted anyone.
Well,
I haven't called you a name.
Well, excuse me, but
you know,
I think you... Listen to me. I think that you have verbally abused and caused emotional distress to these children that you're talking about.
How do you know what I've said to these children?
I've heard repeatedly what you have referred to as...
You know something? You've
you
got yourself
no
stuck, don't you? You're caught, don't you?
You have no facts. You don't
no facts.
Know.
I saw the Go-Gurt. I saw the Go-Peds. I
ma'am,
see
is Go-Gurt available at grocery stores?
Yes,
it's
it is.
It's a legal product.
Yes, I don't think it's...
It isn't up to you to decide whether or not a legal product is acceptable for children of neighbors.
I don't see why it is I have to stand by and watch these children eat fruit rolls.
Well, what do
and
your children
Go-Gurt.
Eat? What
guns
do your children
are, you know,
eat?
Guns are legal, too. Guns are legal, too.
What do your children
guns
eat?
Guns are legal, too.
Answer my question. What do your children eat?
What do my children eat?
Yeah.
We have fresh broccoli and rainwater.
Well, I object to you feeding your children fresh broccoli. I think I'm opposed to that.
Well, you
that's
must be
ridiculous.
Insane.
And
why do you drink rainwater?
We do not trust the water supply in Los Angeles. We do not think that it's healthy. We do drink rainwater. We have a rain barrel. And we only eat fresh-cut broccoli and cauliflowers.
Ma'am.
And
I
ranch dip. And...
You know, I think
you
what
know,
you need,
mm-hmm.
you're referring to, it takes a village.
It takes
really,
a village.
Well, I would really hope that you would go back inside your house and look at your children and raise your children how you want to. And when you look across the street, recognize that those parents have the right to do the same thing.
If you saw a child that was going to be crushed by a mail truck, would you remove that child from where the mail truck was, or would you let the mail truck crush the child?
You are
that's what I mean
so
about it takes a village.
Bizarre arguments.
Oh, that's bizarre. Children get hit by cars. And I'm saying it
you're
takes a village.
You're comparing that to Go-Gurt? Come on,
Go-Gurt
lady.
Go-Gurt is a very unhealthy... You know something, Phil? I didn't come on your program to be insulted. And
the woman has a legitimate question. What's wrong with Go-Gurt? What's wrong with a? I mean, you want to plan a pre-dawn raid to remove these kids?
They removed Elian Gonzalez from a home that was not healthy for him. My husband, Steve Dooley, is ready to assist federal officers in a pre-dawn raid on the Brownlee home across the street.
Well, thank God we live in America where your Steve Dooley can't do that. I mean, this is ridiculous.
I can plan a pre-dawn raid.
My husband's in the room right now. What, honey?
I don't want to hear your husband in the background. If he wants to get on the air and talk...
I can do a pre-dawn raid.
Well, what do you mean you're going to do a pre-dawn raid?
My husband can help lead a pre-dawn raid.
All of these comments...
All right, hold on for a minute. Hold on. Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686. We'll be right back.
Going to INS agent.
You're not a police officer, though, are you?
I can get a pre-dawn raid, though.
Steve, Phil, if I could...
Let me just tell the audience we're back. 1-800-449-8686. Bobby Dooley with me. Her husband, Steve Dooley, is also here. They're talking about a family that lives across the street from them in Western Estates. The kids are watching X-Files. They're staying up late and playing Nintendo. They ride go-peds and they eat Go-Gurt, which is a kind of... it's a kid's yogurt. And they're also swimming in a blow-up pool. All of this added together... Are the building blocks for abuse. And your husband has been in touch with federal officials?
I want to have you plan a pre-dawn raid.
Is that right, Bobby? I can't hear him.
Yes, Steve has been in touch and has offered to help plan a pre-dawn raid of the home, utilizing federal officers, with my husband leading the raid to clear the children from the perimeter.
To clear the children from the perimeter?
Yes.
Clifton Park on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Yes, sir.
Phil, I never knew this, but I think I was abused as a child because we didn't have any pool at all. And we had video game systems.
Well, you know something? So what are you saying?
Well, I mean, you know, I'm just waking up to it right now. I was just playing a video game on my computer.
Well, you know something? If you're not smart enough to see it, if your parents treated you that way...
Yeah, I was just using a video game thing called a Voodoo Banshee. Imagine that. But
so what? So you're
are
being
you for real,
young man? I don't know. Do you live with your parents?
Yes, I do.
And your parents are aware of this behavior?
Yeah, they encourage it.
They encourage it. So in other words, this professional babysitting device, the Nintendo Dreamcast. Your parents allow you to use that. And you've never once...
Sega Dreamcast, if that's what you mean.
I'm sorry?
Sega makes Dreamcast, not Nintendo.
Ask about the pre-dawn raid.
My husband wants to know about a pre-dawn raid.
If you haven't realized by now that I'm being sarcastic, because I've had all these
things... So what does that mean?
The guy is being sarcastic. He's joking with you.
Yeah, you know,
so in other words, you think it's funny that your parents have subjected you to this kind of abuse?
Well, what's it cost me? I think I'm okay.
Why is your nose stuffed up?
Why is your nose stuffed up? My husband wants to...
It's allergy season here.
Allergy season. Where do you live, pal? In Florida?
Park, New York.
He lives in upstate New York.
They have not assaulted you?
No, not yet.
Your father didn't punch you in the nose?
No.
No, his nose isn't stuffed up because his old man... You got to be putting me on, okay?
I asked the boy a question, and he's afraid to answer it.
I don't think that this woman really knows what she's talking about.
Of course I do.
Well,
did you want...
about these kids watching The Daily Show earlier, didn't you?
Yes, I did. I think it's extremely adult in nature. I think it's extremely destructive.
Well, how would you know? I mean, you said Craig Kilborn was on it. He hasn't been on it in 2 years. You obviously haven't watched it yourself.
Are you sure nobody punched you in the face?
He's got an allergy, okay?
Yeah, I'm pretty sure about that.
That South Park is way too adult for my young teens.
Have you watched it?
No, I have not, but I heard they talk an awful lot about giving it to people in the butt and things like that. Obviously way too adult. Now, I will ask you one more time. Do you want to be liberated in a pre-dawn raid, or do you not? Or are you kidding
me?
You're all right?
I'm doing okay.
He's being sarcastic.
You're being sarcastic with me?
Yes, he is.
Well, you see, the thing is, all my friends are treated like this, too. A lot of my friends have these...
Dr. Laura does not approve of South Park.
Well, I'm not saying that kids should be able to watch whatever they want. I mean, I'll agree with you there that show is probably not good for young children.
Did your mother slap you in the nose for being sarcastic?
All right, sir, I get where you're coming from, man, okay? Thanks for calling. Here's San Antonio on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
So in other words, we're not allowed to speak to anyone anymore.
No, I have to move
Hello?
On. Yes, San Antonio, go ahead.
Yes, this is Sharon.
Yes, Sharon.
I just want to know, hello, how you doing? I think that you have too much time on your hands. Do you sit around all day and look for things, just like the guy before? He has a stuffed up nose, and he has allergies. So why are you looking for his parents to have...
You don't think he got bopped in the nose with a fist?
Well, if he did, would you go over to his house and pull him out tonight?
I would do a pre-dawn raid. Yes, I would.
A pre-dawn raid? Because they have Go-Gurt in the icebox?
Phil, across the street from my home right now is a full-size pickup truck with a utility rack.
What do you drive?
My God, I drive a Lincoln Navigator. I do not drive a full-size pickup truck with a utility rack.
So
you know
if
what that
you,
is?
You have the means mm-hmm. for your children for mm-hmm. the pool and all of the accessories and mm-hmm. things that will make mm-hmm. them a better mm-hmm. better people,
mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
okay,
mm-hmm.
why don't you go and
mm-hmm.
buy the boys across the street
mm-hmm.
a pool? Donate one.
I'm not. They have a blow-up pool. We're talking about an in-ground
pool. No, you don't approve of that.
No, we do not approve of that. No, we do not approve of that.
Okay, why don't you purchase them
mm-hmm.
one?
I'm not going to put an in-ground pool in there. They make enough money. They could do that.
Well,
why are they driving a pickup
them.
Truck? They're not my children, are they? It takes a village.
Well,
it takes more than one person. Are you
well,
black?
Aren't you part of that village?
Can I ask you something? Are you black?
Why?
Because you should know about the African it takes a village thing. It takes a village.
We know it takes a village, okay? What we're talking about is you and these people and this it takes a village, so why aren't you there helping them out, okay? Eugene on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Well, why do I have to help them out? It takes a village.
Okay.
Well, let's get the whole village over there.
Helping a village.
Mm-hmm.
Now, the village is calling,
mm-hmm.
okay? Here's
mm-hmm.
the village. I don't think anybody
mm-hmm.
agrees with you who's listening to you, first of all.
Mm-hmm.
Second of all, I think you need medication.
Oh, I need medication because
yes,
I believe
yes,
it takes a village.
You're delusional.
Oh, really?
I don't know how you and your husband found each other. I was talking to my husband in the car. I said,
mm-hmm.
what does her husband think of this?
Mm-hmm.
How is he like, how did
I'm
I find this lady?
I'm her husband right here, and I support
and
my wife 100%.
My husband supports me. Does
and,
your husband
and,
support
and
you?
And second of all, you said you didn't
mm-hmm.
insult anybody.
Mm-hmm.
First of all, you insulted
mm-hmm.
homosexuals. Okay?
I did not. I simply said I don't believe that Kevin Spacey's alleged homosexuality is something that I want my boys watching on the Charlie Rose Show.
Homosexuality or something?
I'm sorry?
Would they catch homosexuality or something?
Aren't you smart? Aren't
yeah,
you funny?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
You know what?
Mm-hmm. Mm-hmm.
And second of all,
mm-hmm.
my kids
mm-hmm.
are very abused,
mm-hmm.
and you
mm-hmm.
probably should come do a pre-dawn raid for me, too, you psycho.
Oh, so I'm
and
a psycho now.
The woman wants to have a pre-dawn raid, okay?
Yeah, and so,
oh, so you
want to
get a man
in the construction
on the
business?
If you're going to
the
put
way
my,
you were talking,
my husband, my husband has a wildly successful landscaping business.
Yeah.
All right.
But you guys are, you're talking like he's going to help
mm-hmm.
them break
mm-hmm.
in with what, his backhoe?
I'm going to help lead a pre-dawn raid.
Okay. How are you going to help them? You're not a law enforcement officer.
I know of their property. I know how the law enforcement people can get into their property.
Don't you think the cops could figure that out themselves? They need you to lead them through what, the guy's front yard to the front door?
Yeah.
You know, you're pretty sarcastic, aren't you?
No, man, you're the guy that's coming up with some screwball idea. You're going to lead a pre-dawn raid on some guy's house because they're feeding the kid Go-Gurt.
Phil,
one thing I agree with.
It's a combination of a lot of things.
One thing I agree with.
Any,
you said,
any
only,
father that drives a full-size truck.
The only mildly intelligent thing that's come out of your mouth
mm-hmm.
since you've been on the radio
mm-hmm.
is
mm-hmm.
that Elian Gonzalez
mm-hmm.
was in a bad situation.
Mm-hmm.
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 Yeah.
Oh, so what's the matter with you?
What's
you know,
the
any
matter with you? You can't even hear
mm-hmm.
anybody because you go, mm-hmm.
Any
mm-hmm.
father that drives a full-size truck and lets their kids play with motorized scooters, oh, God.
Maybe without helmets. That would
be
neglectful if they were playing without helmets.
All right, ma'am. Thank you for your call. Fredericksburg on the Phil Hendry Show. Hello. Unbelievable that you know, the guy works for a living, okay? Fredericksburg, hello.
Hello, Mr.
Yes.
and Mrs. Dooley.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, can you hear me?
Mm-hmm.
Okay,
because
you keep saying, mm-hmm. I'd like to. I'd
well,
like
I'm
I'd
here
like
for you.
Speak.
I'm listening to what you're saying.
Okay. Do you think there may be some more legitimate causes you could fight, like maybe cocaine
child abuse?
Instead
no,
of Go-Gurt?
I don't think there's anything
See,
more
there
severe than child abuse.
I don't think you can hear me again.
I can hear you. You asked me a question. I answered it.
I
don't think there's anything more
and
serious
there again.
Than child really. Abuse.
Maybe,
all right.
Maybe
so,
you could set the phone down for a second and let your husband talk.
Don't talk to my wife like that.
Wait, you gonna
Wait
my
a
house?
Second, okay?
Am I going to do what?
You're going to raid my house if I talk to your wife like that?
I'm just my wife's got allowed to talk. Why are you butting in?
This guy's trying to ask a question. Your wife's butting in, Steve.
Thank you,
Phil. Oh, you're the big talk show host now. You can tell me what to do?
You see, Phil, just because you're a talk show host doesn't mean you get to tell us what to do.
Phil, be careful.
Okay,
it
takes a village. It takes a village.
Listen, the village people here, I think
Yeah,
are...
do you believe in the village?
Yeah, David Koresh had a village, too.
Hey,
it went really well.
You laughing at my wife?
Yeah, a lot.
Oh,
for
man.
About the last hour.
Man, I'd like to belt you.
Okay.
Oh, so now it's violent, huh?
You laugh at my wife.
You know, laughing at a woman.
Would it make you feel better if I laughed at you also?
You laughing at me, too? I don't like to be laughed at.
Really? You know, David Koresh had a village, too. What did, that didn't
David
go very
Koresh,
well, did it?
I don't know what he had. He had a barn or something. I don't know if that was a village. But it did take a village, didn't it?
In David Koresh's case, what, to burn it to the ground? All right, sir, here is Miami on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi there. How are
yes.
you? Man, mm-hmm. you have children, right?
Mm-hmm. Yes, I do.
What is so scary is that, you know, I live in Miami, and we're really good at pre-dawn raids. And you and your husband are so certifiably insane that I, if I were your neighbor, would have a pre-dawn raid and rescue your teenage kids.
From what? What are we doing? What are we doing wrong?
You're only allowing them to eat cauliflower, broccoli, and rainwater, which is loaded with acid rain?
You know something? Maybe someone should...
You're an abuser.
What about a pre-dawn raid at your house? You know, I just spent $60,000 for a new Humvee. And we can use this in the pre-dawn
raid. A Humvee is not destructive, but a full-size truck is?
No, we can use it in the pre-dawn raid.
Oh,
you see what I'm saying? But you live in Miami.
I have to think.
You know something? I would watch it if I were you. You live in Miami. They can do a pre-dawn raid on your home.
Okay.
You know, wait a minute. You went out and spent like $85,000 on a Humvee so you can do a pre-dawn raid.
Pre-dawn raid on their neighbor.
Mr. Henry, we care about abused kids if you don't.
I care about abused kids, you knucklehead. I'm not going out and getting a Humvee so I can do a freaking battering ram raid on my friend's house because the guy is feeding his kids Go-Gurt and has a blow-up pool.
You don't understand children and you don't understand parenting because
no,
you're...
No, but I do, ma'am, understand that mm-hmm. you are one of the following, mm-hmm. either totally insane or the two of you were sitting someplace, probably in a fraternity house or a sorority house, jerking off and thinking, huh, you're making all these people crazy.
How dare you? How dare you?
Because I eat Go-Gurt.
It takes a village.
And I'm sitting in a
it
truck.
It takes a village, you
it
bitch.
Okay.
Idiot,
we just
ma'am.
Heard the we heard the B word, didn't we?
Well, this Blue. Woman, it takes a village.
It takes a village. A village idiot.
The Humvee's at the shop being painted camouflage.
Oh, is it? That's great. Who, baby? Tampa on the Phil Henry Show. Hello.
Hi.
Phil, I don't mind being laughed at if it saves one child.
Are you there?
Yes, ma'am. Go ahead.
Okay. I just want to let this couple know that when mm-hmm. their kids get out into the real world,
mm-hmm.
they're going to be in for a rude awakening when they see what the real world is like, because it sure sounds like you're sheltering these boys. How old are the boys?
My sons are 12 and 11. My son, Derek, is 12, and Seth is 11.
And the boys across the street?
The same ages. That's why they're in the same classes, and they see the abuse that these boys go through.
Now, your definition of abuse is?
I think I've been very clear.
Now, what about...
Above-ground pool, Go-Gurt, Go-Peds, and watching Charlie Rose interviewing Kevin Spacey because he's allegedly a homosexual.
Well, you know what? I have to...
And that's not abuse.
And my
no, it's not.
And my mm-hmm. feeling in this is, mm-hmm. now, of course, my daughters are 15
mm-hmm.
and 18,
mm-hmm.
But mm-hmm. I believe that you feel that this blow-up pool is making your property value go down, and the pickup truck is ruining your image.
Oh, so in other words, it's about money.
With you, mm-hmm. I that's what it's coming across uh-huh. as
and
now.
You put your mouth to the ears of your children and suck brains out, too.
My kids are honor students. My boyfriend's son.
Your boyfriend. There we go. Steve, she lives with her boyfriend.
Oh,
listen,
God.
Listen. Well, actually,
Christ.
He's my fiancé.
Oh,
okay?
Christ. Oh, Jesus.
Listen.
Mm-hmm. Living with the boyfriend, and you're putting me down. You know something I think you should take, as the Bible says?
Yes?
Take care of your own stuff.
I am taking care of my own stuff, but my point is...
The Bible says that? It's interesting.
Yes,
boys,
it does.
The boys,
Dr. Laura would have a field day with you, sister.
She would.
Mm-hmm.
Well, I have spoken mm-hmm. with her, okay?
Mm-hmm.
But
mm-hmm.
she, this isn't about Dr. Laura.
It takes a village. It takes
the
a village.
Were raised, his boys were raised
Shacking
around pistols.
Up.
They were
pistols.
Hunters. And, you know, his oldest son is a youth minister.
The boy, the man you live with.
You know? And
yes.
why haven't you let
the
me
guy
talk?
Who,
it's
the guy
like
who,
you don't want, you the don't guy want who, my
the guy who chains his wallet to his belt. The guy who chains his wallet to his belt.
I'm
Is
sorry?
That the guy?
All right. Ma'am, I'm awfully sorry. I got to get rid of this nut. And
oh, so I'm a nut now. He called me a nut, Steve.
How dare you?
Yeah, I called both of you nuts.
All right. Man, I'm so angry at that.
Oh.
You pissed me off.
You know, Phil, you really piss us off. And if you don't want a pre-raid dawn done on your home...
Oh, I yeah. Come on over with the Humvee.
Who's going to pay for that?
The federal government.
The federal government is going to, so in other words, we're going to be paying for your actions on this family. You know, what are you going to do when they start shooting?
What
then
we,
what's going
to
happen?
What if they start to shoot, Steve?
What are you going to do when they start to shoot?
What are they going to shoot with?
Guns?
Police usually carry weapons. Okay?
Yeah, you might go back to the drawing board on that. See if the Humvee you're buying comes with machine guns. Thank you, ma'am, for your call.
You're welcome.
It's the Phil Hendry Show, 1-800-449-8686.
Guns, huh?
Phil Hendry Show. And what is that? What am I listening? Oh, excuse me. I had that going on. It's in the DigiCard. It's in queue. And then, of course, I had the other thing in queue that sounds a little bit like
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
And then I had this. Why does it say sheep? And I've got... There it is.
Phil Hendry. Flashback.
No, that was a big moment. So anyway, Craig, my man, is telling me Humvee for 60 Gs. Not that any of us know. Humvee, let me explain. I'm not going to explain anything. Let me give you my opinion. Do you know what a Humvee is? Am I getting too far afield if I speak of Humvees? Everybody's seen them. And I suppose, was it Arnold Schwarzenegger that really popularized or at least made evident to us in the culture that there is such a thing as this Humvee? Who manufactures that? I don't know. Is it Jeep? Is it Chrysler? Well, where I live in Thousand Oaks, the Thousand Oaks Auto Mall has one sitting out there on the freeway, and they rent them. They rent one. They have one that they rent. They had another that had a custom paint job, one of those rather iridescent paint jobs that, you know, back here it's green, and as you change it's blue. It's really kind of an awesome paint job. So when I looked at this thing, I said, Jesus, look at this damn thing. And it's called Fly Eye. And I said to the guy, God damn, man, it's a hell of a thing. How much is this? He says, well, it's about 130 Gs with the, I take that back, about 115 Gs with the paint job and the whole special design. I said, God. And then I looked inside the Hummer. Have you ever looked inside one? Two seats about four people. And then it has like cargo space, and then that's it. I don't know why you've got to have disposable income, man, to buy one of these things. And I said to the guy, now that one for rent, what do you rent that for? He says it's $1,000 down, $1,000 security, $300 a day. I said, who do you rent it to? He said, wedding parties. They think it's a real hoot and a half to have the bridesmaid sit in his Humvee going down the street with her with one leg hanging out one window and the other leg hanging out the other. I said, that's great. I said, that's great. Is the groom with her? He said, not necessarily. So there you go. Anyway, that's all I have time for.